GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, here to slice through the noise and bring clarity to today's crypto chaos. We're kicking things off with a political potboiler. Senator Elizabeth Warren just took a blowtorch to the office of the Comptroller of the Currency over the recent bank charters granted to 9 crypto firms, including big guns like Coinbase and Ripple. She claims these approvals are straight up illegal and wants to check if any backdoor dealings with the Trump clan were involved. Warren's deadline for the OCC to cough up the goods is June 1st. Now, if these charters are indeed on shaky legal ground, it could spell trouble for these firms that are trying to bridge the gap between crypto Wild West and traditional financial systems. And let's be honest, Warren's not someone who shoots blanks in Washington, so this skirmish is worth watching. Moving on, we have an exploit that shows once again that the real hack is always human error. Earlier today, a hacker managed to mint $76.7 million worth of fake Bitcoin on the Monad blockchain, but only walked away with a measly $816,000. Echo Protocol, a Bitcoin DeFi platform on Monad, was the victim. But here's the kicker. The hacker didn't break the code. They just walked in through the front door by nabbing the admin key. This is akin to leaving your vault open and wondering why you're broke. The attacker used the stolen key to mint 1,000 EBTC, then laundered their way to a payday by exploiting DeFi protocols with a brazen lack of sophistication. The lesson here is simple. Security needs to be multi-layered. If you're still running on single points of failure in 2026, you might as well hang a Rob Me sign on your front lawn. Finally, let's dissect the latest market drama, courtesy of our perpetually verbose former president. A 7-word post by Trump on Truth Social threatened Iran and sent the markets into a spin, evaporating $657 million from leveraged crypto positions within a day. These words came during the thin liquidity hours of the Asian session, triggering a domino effect. Oil prices surged, equity futures dipped, and Bitcoin tanked below $77,000. This scenario underlines the interconnectedness of global markets. Crypto isn't an island, it's part of the broader financial ecosystem. Geopolitical tremors, however small they may sound, reverberate across markets. Traders, take notice. In the world of degen leverage, staying glued to geopolitical updates could save you from a margin call. So what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? For developers, Warren's investigation is a reminder that legal uncertainty can loom large over innovation. If you're working in regulated sectors like DeFi or crypto banking, it's time to ensure your compliance game is as strong as your code. The Monad hack reiterates the importance of robust security practices, especially in smart contract development. The phrase, "not your keys, not your crypto," applies doubly here with admin keys. And for traders and analysts, the flash crash reiterates the need to keep one eye on the global news cycle. In crypto, volatility is both a feature and a bug. That's your grind for today. Stay sharp, stay informed, and as always, keep building. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.